Well, we finally caught up with Amy Ku'uleoloha Stillman, one of the producers of the Grammy Award-winning album Ikena. She is the person skilled in the Hawaiian language, hula, and culture that makes Ikena the incredible depth of work that produced the Lehua Blossom of the music industry's highest award, the Grammy. She is currently a professor at Michigan University. She has a PhD out of Harvard. And then she's undergraduate where?
At the University of Hawaii, undergraduate and master's degree out of University of Hawaii.
Well, we talked to her about several different topics, including the controversy of having an album win the Hawaiian Grammy. Even though all the producers live on the mainland, well, that could be changing, and we'll explain a little bit later. We hear from her about what it's like to work with two accomplished artists, Daniel Ho and Tia Carrere. But we start with the namesake of the album, Auntie. So picture this. You are on a mountaintop, okay?
Ikena means multiple things. I like to think of it as a panoramic vista. You know, think of standing at the Pali lookout and then you look down and you can see all the way from Waimanalo all the way out to Kualoa. That's a panorama, Ikena, okay? Ikena is also a way of referring to knowledge, which is Ike. And it's really important because knowledge comes from seeing, which is also Ike. So all of the mele on the CD Ikena convey this mana'o, that our life journeys always offer opportunities to expand our experiences and knowledge when we expand our vistas.
It's been so interesting. It's an interesting ride. I was able to see them, her, Tia, and Daniel, accept the Grammy awarded CD. I mean, the Grammy Award. I was watching it on the internet, so I got to see them accept the award. It was really, really exciting. And so, and then after that, some things started to happen. Some negative things started to happen. When you go onto some of the websites and blogs that talk about Hawaiian music, like Tarot Patch and other sites, the negative criticism of Ikena has been unrelenting. Mostly because all three who made the album now live on the mainland. Of course, all were born and raised in the islands, but at this moment, no songs from the album are being played on any form of rotation on Hawaii radio stations. Sadly, Amy didn't know winning a Grammy could cause so much controversy, but she says things may change in Hawaiian music because of Ikena.
You know, therein lies so much of the explosive upset this award has caused in the Hawaiian music community. I appreciate that NARIS, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, does not discriminate on the basis of residence. Because as you and your listeners know so well, Hawaiian music and Hawaiians are flourishing vibrantly outside Hawaii. Yet eligibility for most categories of Nahu Kuhanohano Awards is limited to Hawaii residents. I understand HARA's mandate to promote the Hawaii recording industry, but Hawaii can no longer claim sole ownership of Hawaiian music, which is only one part of Hawaii's record industry. Those of us who were born into it, along with the many who are equally committed to it, we carry Hawaiian music with us. Another thing, you know, many Hawaii people who are upset think that the mainland voters in NARIS do not know Hawaiian music. However, voters are professionals who are active in the music industry, and so they are listening to many things that a lot of music fans are simply unaware of. What is meaningful to me is that Ikena contains entirely newly composed mele. One of our goals for Daniel and me was to offer up new songs that someday folks may find meaningful enough to want to sing too. I would hope that folks can look at these songs for the mana'o they express and the musicality that went into setting the mele to tunes, and also the fact that these mele engage with our present-day lives and speak of our experiences in this life of ours.
Thank you so much to Amy for spending time with us. And
wonderful, so true.
Sadly, a lot of the people in Hawaii who are making noise about this CD, I don't know where they're coming from, other than it kind of seems petty.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of jealousy because Daniel has won now, I think, four or five Grammys.
Good for him.
You know. And this brings me back to people in Hawaii who, you know, who criticize
mainland projects.
Or, yeah. But you know what? How come they're up here playing music and making money? I mean, I'm not singling out anyone, but that's true. So then they criticize the people up here, and then, oh, they come up here, and then, you know, they play their music, and they get paid, and all that kind of stuff.
But it is also what Amy was saying, that we take our music wherever we go. And it is not only living in the state of Hawaii. And it is because of that music that our culture is being preserved and perpetuated, because it goes with us wherever we go around the world. You know, and you cannot limit where that culture is going to grow.
Ikena, you got to be Ikena.
That's right, Ikena. You've got to broaden your scope. You know, take a look at the whole picture and see where wherever your life takes you. That's where your aloha is going to be. Doesn't mean you're not Hawaiian anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and this music that she's written, you know, nobody would ever know that she was living in the mainland when she wrote this. Or that she was ever...
Mahalo.
You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Yep, exactly.
If there wasn't printed anywhere, you would never know that. You would always automatically assume they're all living in Hawaii right now. You know, it's the Hawaii's in their heart, all three of them. And I'm glad. And I'm glad they've done this project together, because three wonderfully talented people.
Amy says she will be headed back to Hawaii. She's going to be teaching at UH in 2010.
Oh, wonderful.
Big news, yeah?
Because she's got so much manao to share.
She has the manao because she went all over the world.
That's right. Ikena.
We got to give it up for Auntie Amy Kule Aloha Stillman.
Yay. Mahalo, Auntie.
There we go.
All right. Here we go. Thank you. Hawaii
Thank you very much.